While many people are still struggling in the aftermath of Hurricane Harvey, life has returned to normal for much of the city of Houston. Damaged parts of the city are being rebuilt, and many residents are hoping for some improvements, like making this car-friendly city safer for bicyclists and pedestrians. Cycling and pedestrian fatalities have been climbing, along with close calls, incidents where people are almost hit. And researchers in Houston are trying to figure out just how often these near misses happen and why. Gail DeLauter from Houston Public Media reports.
A lot of people remember May 25th, 2015 as the day the big Memorial Day flood hit Houston. MT Philly remembers it as a day she was almost hit while riding her bike. It was at a busy intersection in the Museum District.
I was nearly struck head-on by a vehicle who chose to just ignore or blow through or whatever his story was on a left-turn yield flashing yellow arrow.
Philly was headed downtown to work before the rains came.
I came off where that Ford truck was, and as I rolled to the first lane that compresses tight, he hit the gas and nearly slammed into me. I almost went over his hood.
Philly was lucky that day not to become a statistic. So far this year in Houston, at least 5 people have been killed on bikes. At least 40 pedestrians have been struck and killed. But when it comes to near misses, incidents that didn't result in a crash, that's a lot harder to measure.
You could be talking about 5, 6, 7, maybe even 10,000 close calls a day.
We're in front of the Central Police Station with Captain William McPherson, the head of the Houston Police Department's Vehicular Crimes Division. McPherson says officers can give tickets for near collisions if they determine the driver's at fault. They can also ticket drivers for passing too close to cyclists. But he admits it's not always easy.
Basically, it's very simple. The officer has to witness it. Officer has to see the infraction.
These are incidents that are often missed in data points. People experience them in their daily travel, and then they are not recorded.
That's Kyle Sheldon with Rice University's Kinder Institute to try to get a handle on the number of close calls. The Institute did a study to see how often those near misses actually happen. So Kinder recruited 187 volunteers. They kept a journal of their daily travels by foot or by bike. They also provided information about their close calls. Sheldon's colleague, Dan Notagasari, says a team looked for recurring themes, not just where those incidents happened, but how the person felt afterward.
It gives a finer details of understanding on how people travel and how they, you know, what encourages or discourages them from actually going out there on the streets.
And the confidence people have about walking or riding. That's a major issue as the city tries to encourage people to get out of their cars. Traffic engineer Robert Benz at the Texas A&M Transportation Institute says street design can go a long way in helping walkers and cyclists feel safe. But to avoid close calls, it's a matter of everyone simply paying attention.
Everybody has to do their part and follow the rules, stopping at stop signs, obeying the speed limit, so on and so forth. And we see it every day that people do not do that.
Ricky Carroll can attest to that. He's a geophysicist at an oil and gas firm, and he bicycles around downtown quite a bit. Carroll says most of his trips are uneventful, but not the day he encountered a driver in a place where he wasn't supposed to be, the green painted bike lane. Carroll says a car was coming straight toward him.
I mean, it's like, well, what are you doing? I yell at him, and he just kept on coming. I finally pulled it aside, and he just brushed right by me. And, you know, I like tapped his car and said, hey, you know, you're in the bike lane, but he didn't seem to care. He stopped at the light and continued driving.
When the week-long study was finished, researchers had reports of more than 130 near misses. The majority of close calls involve cars and bicycles, incidents like passing too closely or turning in front of a cyclist. But why are these close calls happening in the first place? Kyle Sheldon with Rice University's Kinder Institute says one big reason is distracted driving, like people on their smartphones. Another cause, the roads themselves. Sheldon says streets were built for cars, and that leads to what he calls a hierarchy of relationships that makes walkers and cyclists feel marginalized.
And when we're seeing stuff like they're feeling like they have to be prepared for an incident at any point, or they're feeling like they are being ignored by drivers, or that it's just kind of an unsafe place in a lot of ways, that's a really important message for us as Houstonians to hear.
Back in the Museum District, cyclist MT Philly says if Houston doesn't improve its attitude about street safety, Young people who want to live without a car might not stick around.
There's a different cost of living and a different attitude somewhere else. And if the youth market doesn't feel like this is a place where they can settle down, pursue a career, start something, they'll leave.
But to prevent that from happening, Houston has been working on some initiatives to make things safer. For one, the police department has announced sting operations, where officers will go after drivers who pass too close to cyclists. For Here and Now, I'm Gail DeLauder in Houston.